Yes, you was when you were our Katonda.
Amen. Praise Jesus much, children of God.
How have you
been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? Is God good?
Yes, Murungi.
Is Jesus good?
Obulamu bulungi.
Is life good?
Omanyi ye kenyini yekuwa obulamu n'amazima.
No, he himself is the way, the truth, and the life.
Kitegeeza obulamu bulungi.
It means life is good.
Emibiri gyammwe giri gitya?
How about your bodies?
Nsaba ombulize ku muganda wo.
I request you, brethren,
olabe embeera gy'alimu.
And see the situation they are in.
Bwe bayeetaagisa okusabira omusabire mu kaseera ako kennyini
nnyo. Prayed for, pray for them in that exact time.
N'okusaba okw'okukkiriza.
And the prayer of faith.
Okuva mu kuwulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
That which comes from hearing the word of God.
Kunaayinza ddala okukola ebingi n'okuwonya omulwadde oyo.
It will be able to do much and heal that person.
Era kunaatuusa obwetaavu kw'oyo yeetaaga.
It will reach the need to the one who is in need.
Genda mu maaso n'okumusabira oyo yeetaagisa.
We won't pray for the one needing a prayer. Our Father is hearing and is ready to answer, to answer our prayers.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We thank God still who has gathered us and
he
still gathers us as we gather for the meaning and we gather for him. For his
people,
where 2-3 will gather for his sake. And he is straight there. You know, many gather for their own things. And those who gather for their own needs. But they don't gather for the sake of Jesus. And they gather for the evils. They gather for his own things. You know, to gather for Jesus
and
for the things of Jesus, these things are different. Ask that our brethren, they gathered for what exactly? Is it for Jesus or the things of Jesus?
Waliyo abasajja bali mu Yokane sura
y'omukaaga. There are men who are in John chapter 6.
Onyurabiri mwetano paka olwa makumi
asatu. Verse 25 to 30.
Bakungananga kulwebya Yesu.
Always gathered for the things of Jesus.
Nga tebakungana kulwa Yesu.
And they didn't gather for Jesus.
Era we lwatuka kulwa Yesu.
And when it reached the point for Jesus.
Ne bagamba ekintu ekyo kyagamba ekizibu nnyo.
They said the thing he has spoken of is very hard.
Yabagamba baliyo mubiri gwe banywe n'omusayi.
Told them to eat his body and drink his blood.
Awo yakizuulira nti baali tebakunganye ku lulwe.
That's when he discovered they had not gathered for his sake.
Ku lulwe naye nga bakunganye ku lw'ebibye.
But they gathered for the things of him.
Ebyo byalinawo byamagero
gati. The miracles, the bread.
Kati simanyi gwe bulijjo okungana ku lwaki.
I don't know how long you are gathering for what.
Okungana ku lwaki
muganda. You are gathering for what, friend?
Kurwa Yesu, kubebya Yesu.
For Jesus or for the things of Jesus?
If we
celebrate and see those who gather for the things of Jesus, you may not raise up.
Now
those who gather for Jesus, all may end up raising hands.
But
did you feel the hand is not gotten out well?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Na ye tuweyo tukungane ku lwa mukama waffe Yesu.
But let's commit gather for the sake of Jesus.
Olono n'ebibye tunabifuna.
And then we shall also get his.
Okusinga lwe tukungana ku lwe bibye.
Instead of gathering for his things.
Manyi waliwo muvubuka omu.
You know there is one boy.
Yajjanjabanga jajjaawe.
He always treated his grandfather.
Sikulwa kuba nti jajjaawe.
Not because of the grandfather.
Naye ku lwe bya jajjaawe.
But because of the things of the grandfather.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
the father acted all the complications and the stubbornness. He didn't mind that, but targeted his possessions. What threatening when the grandfather made a will, he didn't involve him
in
those meant to get those things. He got so angered in him. He said, I treated you all long.
And
I'm bathing you, I wash your clothing.
You've
given me nothing.
kagari chizibu yari akose edamiri amirundi
yabiri. Now the problem, he had made two forms of will.
Ineriso oka.
The first one.
Gari gamba tafunye.
It says he has not gotten.
Na soka yemurugunya na kola atia na yomba.
And quarreled.
Na chankana nyane yegobane mchika.
And even chased himself from the clan.
And
they made another meeting. They brought the rightful will.
And the
old man used to see him. He said, "My child,
I
realize you didn't treat me because you loved me. But you treated me because I had many possessions of wealth. And I found you in the room speaking to yourself.
Let
you torment me, do everything to me. I'll be around till he signs me on the wheel. Now I've given you a little thing for you didn't treat me with your love. The rest
have
given them who sent me eats and drinkings in their will. My neighbors. If it is you, what do you do at that point? Long your father, not because you love them, but because you're targeting what they have. Now you may be gathering, but you're targeting the things of Jesus. You target his things, and you're not going to be with him all days. A friend, you're always plotting on him.
It
may be very hard to plot and target his things. And you target his things. But if you will become his friend, he said in John 15, that his friend knows the master's household business. Now he loves much that way. That you be his friend. You gather for him, but not for his things. His things will be easy to get.
You know,
there are women I know, wives. We call them women. And they have a man they got married to. But they didn't marry them because. But because still it drives itself and it has some of its monies. Now she's come where money finishes, she will move on. But you are a very dry person. You're not an easy person. All villages you give them for the things, but you don't love the person.
There are
even boys who marry the old women. They don't love this old one, but the things she possesses.
Those
old women don't give up their things easily. Let's leave that. Praise Jesus. Let's leave that aside.
It's
been renewing and restoring our minds. That we always think right when we come to Jesus. And we come for his sake. And not for his things. When we come for his sake. When we gather for his sake. Even if things we shall always see them. He will freely add them to us. We shall be his friends. And we meant to share of his good things. But it will be very threatening. And you here you gathered for his things.
Now,
those are the majority now in the church of Christ. Most of gathered for his things and not for his sake. But I request in all of us that we try to gather for the sake of Jesus. The meaning in that word, over every issue of his, whatever he wants you to do, you do it.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus so much. That you don't do only those which give you things of his, but even for his sake.
kukorenga kululwe katikino kuruwa Yesu.
And you do things for his sake now.
Wakua basinga kumuri wanomukungana kuruwa vya Yesu.
Most of you here gather for the things of Jesus.
Na yetu chusemu.
But let's change that mentality.
Chusemu.
Let's change.
Echijio kuraga uja kubo chusempi sa zembi.
What will show you change your bad characters,
your
evil actions, desiring which are not right.
It
will show now you've indeed gathered for Jesus. To commit yourself in knowledge without being pushed in it. There you will prove you began to gather for Jesus. And you think all concerning him and to know it. When I
reached
your Bible, you marked and made miracles. You marked
such
scriptures. Arise, daughter of Zion, cast dust from yourself. You marked that in your Bible. You are the acts of the Lord. You marked it in your Bible.
No,
100 in heaven, 100 on earth. You marked that. I straight know you're there for the things of Jesus.
Wonder
how fast hold your Bible to see what's in there. I'll get my colleagues you're not aware of. And we see what did you cross and highlight in your Bible. You know, you find scripture saying those who left their position for the sake of Jesus, they will get 100 in heaven and 100 on earth. Now, those who left theirs for Jesus, you didn't mark that. But they will be restored 100 you marked that. You see the problem you have.
Bible
alone can report you gather for whose sake. For whatever is in heavens and earth, they are in Jesus. That you didn't mark on that.
Yes, we have a
praise you. Jesus so much. Now things are like that, but we thank God who changes us and he teaches us to profit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by authority of the Holy Spirit. You have been toiling much and you toil for the food which finishes, yet you
have
not toiled for the food reaching to eternal life. Now you stop that and do what is worthy and required. We move on with our journey of heaven, the journey of salvation. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and our Bible reader, Teacher Isaac. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, the Word of God, our rock from which we are gotten, the true vine, and we too are branches. We base in this ministry the new generation with the full knowledge of God
to
once again reach you the journey of heaven, the journey of salvation. Praise Jesus so much. We are on the seven seals of the seven spirits and the seven groups of angels, and we are right on the fourth seal of the spirit of power and the group of angels of power, the angels of the chains, angel of death and hell, and the parts we are on. After understanding that angel of death and hell, they have a type of sickness and the famine, together with the beasts of the field and the sword they used to unclothe the spirit. Even in hell you find the sickness which can be cured.
We
moved on to separate them from the sickness of Satan and his fallen angels and the sicknesses of the demons.
engeri yokuonyamu endwadde
ezo. And we were told the way of healing of sicknesses.
Okusoko kukwata okusiba emyoyo egy'obubi.
First capture bind the evil spirits.
Ate oluvannyuma okutanula oku okukola wamu n'omwoyo mutukuvu.
And after beginning to work with the Holy Spirit.
Okuonya endwadde zino.
To healing these sicknesses.
Era nga kino twakitadde mu ngeri ennya.
And this we put in the four ways.
Omwoyo mutukuvu zayitamu okuwonya endwadde z'abasitaani.
Through which the Holy Spirit passes to heal sicknesses of the devils.
Oluvannyuma lw'okusiba
after binding those evil spirits. The first way we saw it, and the Holy Spirit researches of all sicknesses, even to healing, when he works with the groups of angels. We are on the second
reason,
the second way. The Holy Spirit flows as streams of living waters, and as the blood of Jesus to heal the sicknesses of the devils and those of body weakness, and he works with the angels. Praise Jesus so much. We got explained much which concerns the Holy Spirit. How he connects on the human spirit and he takes away the sins from it, and he passes out the blood of Jesus in the human heart there to take away sins together with healing sicknesses, and we saw him flow as streams of living waters, move on, still heal sicknesses of the devil and those of body weakness. But this day we want to see the Holy Spirit when he flows from the servant of God through the hand of the servant of God to heal sickness in the person they are praying for.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. These ways are three: the Holy Spirit, and it flows from the servant of God through his hand which is stretched to heal a sick whom they are praying for. That is one of the ways. And the second way, the servant raises a hand from any place he is in, and the Holy Spirit spreads everywhere, and he raises his hand upon wherever every person is.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The second way, the Holy Spirit, the servant, and he stretches his hand to pray for someone from a far place, but the Holy Spirit spreads everywhere, stretches his hand upon every person in any place they are.
Yes,
praise Jesus so
much.
And the third way, and the Holy Spirit is sending the angels, the Holy Spirit and the servant of God, and they send armies of angels to heal any person in every place they are through the vision, the dream, and the physical trance. The third way we speak of, we say the Holy Spirit and the servant of God, and they send armies of angels
to
heal a sick person in any place they are through the vision, the dream, even physical. Praise Jesus so much.
So we are going to
join those three ways, study of them under the second way, and the Holy Spirit flows as streams of living waters, and as the blood of Jesus to heal the sickness of the devils and those of body weakness. Praise Jesus so much. Now in the second way,
still
there are three ways of working. Praise Jesus so much. Those ways we use in any other form of prayer.
Tugambye omuweereza wa Katonda.
We say the servant of God stretches his hand unto the sick.
Moyo mutukuvu nakulukuta eri omulwadde oyo nga amuwonya.
Holy Spirit flows to the person as he heals them.
Okuva muweereza.
From the servant.
Yengeri yesoka.
That's the first way.
Mungeri yokubiri.
In the second way.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Neni yengeri yokubiri.
Second way,
we tugambi de tugenda kulaba muweereza nga agoro omukono okuva mu kifo kyonna wabeera ali.
A servant stretch hand from any place he is.
Okuva ewala.
From far.
Nga asabira omuntu ali ewala.
And is praying for someone from far.
Omwoyo omutukuvu abuna wonna.
And the Holy Spirit of spreads everywhere.
Na agoro omukono gwe nakwata ku buli muntu mu kifo wabeera ali.
Stretch his hand, touch every person wherever they are.
Then ngeri yokusatu.
And the third way,
omoyo mutukuvu n'omuweereza wa Katonda.
The Holy Spirit and the servant of God.
Abatuma ba malaika.
And they send angels.
Okuonya abalwadde oba okuonya abantu mu kifo babeera bali.
People in any place they are.
Uyita mukodisi wa mbiroto ne mboliwo.
Through the vision, dream and the physical.
Tusosa n'eri esooka.
We are going with the first.
Juzi ku mulundi guli twasemeyo nga tujirabyeko.
Last time we ended as we looked and saw it.
Twaziyita kwa Mosamari.
We passed in summer of them.
Mu bikolwa by'abatume esula eno ey'omunaana.
In Acts chapter 8.
Omwoyo mutukuvu bwabanga ali mu ggwe.
If the Holy Spirit is in you.
Obanga aweereddwa ekifo mu ggwe.
Or is given a place in you.
Asobola okuyita mu ggwe n'awonya abalala.
He can pass through you and heal others.
Ogoro omukono gwe n'ogukwata ku mulwadde.
Stretch your hand, touch the sick person.
N'afulumya amaanyi nga gava mu ggwe.
And releases powers from you.
Gasobola okukulukuta ng'amaanyi.
That he can flow as power.
Asobola okukulukuta ng'amazzi amalamu.
That he can flow as living waters, and he can flow as the blood of Jesus, and he heals that sick person. Yes, the best is in you. That's what we read in Acts 8.
Bikura batume esula eyomunana n'olunyiro 17.
Acts 8 verse 17.
Awo ne babasaako emikono ne baweebwa omwoyo omutukuvu 18. Naye Simoni bwe yalaba ng'olw'okusibwako emikono gy'abatume baweebwa omwoyo omutukuvu n'abaleetera Efeza 19 ng'agamba nti mumpe nange obuyinza buno buli gwe nasangako emikono awebwenga omwoyo omutukuvu.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Simoni eyali omurogo.
Simon who was a sorcerer.
Nga yeo awundi ikirize ekyalo kyonna.
And he amazed the entire village.
Omulundi guno yalaba ebyali byewunyisa ebyenjawulo.
This time is so very different amazing things.
Nga abatume bagoro omukono gwa.
When the apostles stretch their hand.
Eri omuntu yenna.
To any person.
Alina okukiriza mu Katonda.
Who believes in God.
Aweebwa omwoyo omutukuvu.
He is given the Holy Spirit.
Awonyezebwa.
He is healed.
Naye n'agamba kaleete kasente.
He too said let him bring money.
Bamuwobu yinzobu.
That he gives him the right.
Kabuli gwasako omukono agenda maso nofuno omwoyo omutukuvu.
Whoever he puts upon the hand he gets the Holy Spirit.
Ne wankubadde wansi tulabanga yakolimira olw'okwagala okugula ekirabo kya Katonda.
Though under we see was cast for wanting by the gift of God.
Naye ensonga enkulu gye twagala okutunuulira wano.
Main reason we want to look at here.
Era bwe nali mu lugendo olw'eggulu.
And when I was in the journey of heaven.
Tuyigirizibwa ebyawandiikwa ebyamazima.
And we were told the scriptures of truth.
N'okulaba engeri omwoyo omutukuvu gy'awonyamu endwadde.
And seeing how the Holy Spirit heals the sicknesses.
There
is a part of raising the hand.
A
servant of God who holds the Holy Spirit can stretch his hand to the sick person or unto the one tormented. And the Holy Spirit bases from the servant of God
and
heals the sick person who has no Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus so
much.
The other sick person has no Holy Spirit. If they have the Holy Spirit, you have to ask the Spirit in them to heal them. For he fails to pray as he ought to. But the one without the Spirit of God, to work together with the Holy Spirit,
you
need to stretch your hand and
you
speak with the Spirit in you that he can heal that sick person.
He
involves you, stretch your your hand. And if all of you touch that sick person, either you touch their head or you touch their hand to be able to pray for them, the Holy Spirit can move from you or release power. Not that checks out of you. Someone can say that he goes out, I remain with
what?
He releases power. That it can become the blood of Jesus or flow as streams of living waters to go heal that sick person.
Those
are the ways which are always in the midst of children of God. When we are praying, many times it depends. If the person you pray for have the Spirit in them, yet they have failed to relate work with him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You have the Spirit in you, but have failed to relate and work with him. Yes, you can have the Spirit in you and fail to work with him. And we come, we help you on that. Maybe you angered him and you committed sin.
Get
silent and leaves troubles to you.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
It works two ways.
Works in the one with the Spirit of God and the one without it. To stretch your hand, touch them. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, after you become the temple of God and the Spirit of God sits in you, you can reach a time you stretch your hand and you speak with him to work together. Let's read there and we hear. 1 Corinthians 3:16.
Temumanyi nga muli yekalu ya Katonda era nga omwoyo gwa Katonda abera mu mmwe.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much. You reach a time you become a temple of God. And what proves this is his Spirit to be within you. When the Spirit is within you, you reach a time and you have to work with him. And he is in you, but you tell him, Holy Spirit, right now heal this sick person.
And
if you don't tell him, he can just look at you. There is a point he waits that you work together.
He
wants to work on someone and doesn't base in you.
He's
going to base in the second way. The Holy Spirit spreads everywhere. Who cannot be limited to work on the people of God. Those you've prayed for and those you've not prayed for. But there is an aspect when he put his portion in you. There you have to stretch your hand and you speak with him, Holy Spirit, let's walk. Holy Spirit, heal. Release your power to this person. Flow it as the blood of Jesus. And change that blood of theirs which got sick of cancer or which have HIV. And they get healed in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Amen. So that word. If you read 1 Corinthians 3:19, that word gets fulfilled in that way. Let's read there and we hear. 1 Corinthians 3:19.
Kubanga Katonda tuli bakozi banne, muli nimiro ya Katonda, muli nyumba ya Katonda.
Yes, we have seen you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mukanyo meruka na akokugolo mukono gwo eliyo mulwaddoyo.
Aspect of stretching your hand to that person.
Jukira mwaso gore mikono kugoba muzimu.
Remember, you first stretched the hand to chase the demon.
Kwizo kubanga gwali sendwa de.
Which could have brought those sicknesses.
Oba omuntu oyo mugololedde ko mukono gwo.
Or you stretched that person on your hand.
Nga mulwadde olwobunafu bwo
mubiri. And they are sick of weakness of body.
katugamba alwadde omusujja gw'ensiri n'ebiringa.
They have malaria of mosquitoes and the others.
Omukono gwo ogugolola eri
omuweerezo. When you stretch your hand to that servant.
Oba eri omwana wa Katonda oyo.
That child of God.
Omwoyo mutukuvu bw'abanga alina ekifo mu ggwe.
If the Holy Spirit has a place in you.
Wafuka yeekalu y'omwoyo mutukuvu.
And you became a temple of the Holy Spirit.
Oyogera bwogezi okukola naye.
You just speak to work with him.
Omuga kati fulumya amaanyi go.
You tell him now release your power.
Okuva mu nze owonye omulwadde oyo.
From me and heal that person.
Kubanga omwoyo mutukuvu aba yafuna kwegamba wafuka.
For you already become a temple of God,
nyumba y'omwoyo wa Katonda,
the house of the Spirit of God.
Ng'asobola okuteeka portion ekitundu ku ye mugwe.
And he can put his portion within you.
Newankubadde ng'abuna wonna.
Even though he spreads everywhere.
So kiba kisoboka okugoola omukono gwo.
It's possible you stretch your hand.
Omuweereza oyo n'abanga agenda maaso n'okuwonyezibwa.
And that servant moves on to be healed.
Naye ng'omwoyo omutukuvu y'amuwonya.
But the Holy Spirit is the one who heals them.
Kino kyatugambye mu Bakolisi kisoka 3:9.
This is what he tells us in 1 Corinthians 3:9, that we are his fellow laborers with God. Many times we will say, I will not stretch my hand to pray for that servant. Or I will not touch my hand to his to pray for them.
Yes,
God waits for that you, his fellow servant, that you serve with him. And he refuses to pass the second way. For the second way, the Spirit of God is not gotten narrowed. You can even pray for the one you've not stretched a hand to. He can heal them.
Yes,
praise Jesus Amen. So much. Now, in this way, though, we servants are involved. But it draws us to humble as a servant.
And
though you don't stretch your hand, God can heal these people. Or you may act proud to say, if I don't stretch my hand, you cannot be healed.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. What I try to speak with you is this. 2 Corinthians 6:1, he says this. We do works together with him. We urge you not to be given disgrace in vain. As we
studied
4 ways the Holy Spirit passes to heal sickness of the devils, including those of body weakness. This second way, the Holy Spirit flowing as streams of living water, and as the blood of Jesus to cleanse and heal those sicknesses. There is a point he waits upon you, his fellow servant. You serve with him, the Holy Spirit, that you stretch your hand. Praise Jesus
Amen.
So much. He will release power from you to be able to heal those people.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
So much.
So
that's how the truth is, brethren. According to Acts 13, verse 4,
agamba bwati omwoyo mutukuvu.
He says this, the Holy Spirit. Acts 13, verses 4.
Awabo bwe batumibwa omwoyo mutukuvu ne baserengeta e Selukiya ne bavaayo ne bawanika amatanga okutuuka e Kupulo. 5 bwe baali mu Salamini ne babuulira ekigambo kya Katonda mu makuŋŋaaniro g'Abayudaaya ne babeera ne Yokaana nti ne babeera ne Yokaana okubaweereza.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When they were sent by the Holy Spirit, there is a point where it reaches, and you are in a moment of praying for. The Holy Spirit too can tell you that pray for that one. Or go there and just stand. Raise your hand and just look at them. Me, I'm going to be working. Now, it involves hearing much from the Holy Spirit. When this time you move on to work with him,
it
may not need you touch that person in that part.
The
part they tell you the sickness is best there. You know some people. Person can tell they have a tumor in their private part. And you act stubborn that you want to touch there and
prevent.
It was said you stretch your hand and touch the sick person. That power will get from you
and
it goes to heal the sick person. Satan can trap you.
And
you touch the part, it will become a part and a portion to you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
So much. The Holy Spirit can direct you in the second way.
And
he says you can stretch your hand from far. He God who never stumbles will move his hand, touch that person. And he moves on to heal. Now under the fourth seal, as we see the seal of spirit of power and the angel of death and hell caused us to see sickness of the devils and how to heal them.
So
both tricks you may be captured if you're not careful, and many got lost over this issue. Others were captured by evil spirits for not knowing to use their hands in praying for people. And others didn't know when they stretch a hand to that sick person. It's not them as the person who heals, but power of the Holy Spirit who is in them.
It's
what heals that sick person. Times you stretched our hands, but we thought it's you who heals. Our Lord Jesus many times he stretched his hand to the sick people and he touched them and they got healed. But in explaining, he told us, but he did those all by the Spirit of God. Praise Jesus so much. When you read Matthew 12:28, our Lord Jesus explains and he says, even though he had authority to heal, his authority as him he left it and became a son. He became a servant. In the time while on the world, he didn't work as a God who is complete. He had already become a son. Now we needed the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to heal this sickness.
He
doesn't heal them as God Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. This time he worked as a servant. He had become like one of us, the servants. And he too needed the Holy Spirit. Let's read Matthew 12:28.
Na iyo banga anze nguba daimoni kubomoyo kwa Katonda. Kalo waka 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 Katonda. Buba jide.
Yes, you have a zibu enye.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kama wafe Yesu yanyo anagamba.
Jesus explained and he said,
demons
and all sickness he healed them by authority of the Holy Spirit. And at times power left him. When Jesus explained these issues of healing, he first told us if it work as he worked, we have to first believe. Then he said, as we flow streams of living waters. That he spoke that meaning the Spirit was to be given us. We first hear like this, that you understand this. When he speaks in John 7:38-39, and he says this, John 7:38,
akiriza anze ng'ekyawandiikwa bwe kigamba nti emigga egy'amazzi amalamu giri kulukuta mulubuto lwe. Ekyo yakyogera ku bw'omwoyo gwe bali bagenda okuweebwa abamukkirisa, kubanga omwoyo yeetannaba kugabibwa Kubanga Yesu yetanaba kugulumizibwa.
Yesu yebazibwa nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nti wokiriza.
That when you believe.
Moyo mtu kuvu na kuwebwa na afune chifo mugu.
And the Holy Spirit is given you gets a place in you.
Bwaba agenda okuva mugu kurukuta eri abalala.
If it's to come from you flow to others.
Akurukutenga amanyi.
And it flows as power.
Okunaza obutali butukirivu.
To wash out all our unrighteousness.
Era kurukutenga omusayi gwa Yesu.
And it flows as the blood of Jesus.
Era kurukutenga migeje amazi
amaramu. And it flows as streams of living waters.
Abantu abasinga tebaawula nkola za bwakatonda na za Setaani.
Many people don't differentiate ways of God and those of the
devil. Omoyo mutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Wengoro mukono gwange eri ono.
When I stretch my hand to this one.
Okusabira ono.
To pray for him.
Munze tavamo nga masanyarazi.
It doesn't leave me as electricity.
Avamo nga mazi maramu.
It leaves us living waters.
Kugamba ulire emiganga burungi mirembe.
You feel peaceful streams flow in you.
Bakungeri omanyeri side zeri ku side y'ebyemizimu.
On the side of demons.
Uhulida umeme nga kubadula.
You feel electricity strike you.
Na hii ya tunyo nyorengeri jana kuru kutanga avamufi.
But he explained the way you flow from us.
Tuinamu uliranga migaja maza maramu.
You have to hear him as streams of living waters.
Ate nori ya mfuna ngo mkute mkono baku mtuwa mwesabira.
One who gets him as you touch their head or hand.
Haina kuuliranga migaja maza maramu.
You have to feel as streams of living waters.
Chuvula ba chizibu nyomu we rezo mtufu wa kusabira.
That's why it's had a rightful servant pray for you. And you feel as if you're struck by electricity. That usually happens when demons are possessing people or when they come out of people.
So,
now the way of healing of the devils
differs
from the healing way of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And the Holy Spirit is going to come from you to heal another.
You
come out as living waters.
Era oboso bolo muulira
and you can hear and feel him
noga mpulira manyi gamba mlingo uliranga amazi
I feel power lifting but you feel
agawewera
living water which is clear
tichikweta kisakweka nga
I don't need to shiver and shake
mpulira manyi gamba
I feel power lifts me
oro manya kati ogaba mizimu
then you know you're giving out demons
to tochi afu tochi agaba moyo
mtukufu no more giving out the Holy Spirit.
What do I have a garment? Caterpillars, this moment I will say
caterpillar. I mean, they are moving on you.
Abamunti Moriranga, Masanyaras,
that you hear like electricity.
Nayamaniga Katonda.
But the power of God, when it comes on someone, you will not even see them shake at all. Even though he has become like a consuming fire, in the third way of the Holy Spirit, you may not feel power consume you, but you feel healings. You may not feel the fire consume you. Yet you feel as if it's blown.
Exploding.
Just as Moses saw it.
And he saw the
bush with fire, yet it's not being consumed.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus so much.
So, engeri yenu kama Yesu ji akoranga mwebirimu.
The way Jesus did his works.
Omoyo omuntu kuvu okusobola okuva mugwe.
Is the Holy Spirit to come from you.
Atamunanga asobola okuva munga kwamanyi gasobola okuva mugwa ago moyo omuntu kuvu.
The power of the Holy Spirit can flow in you.
Okuwonya omuntu omulala.
Heal the person.
Nga gwoulira na yenga oli gwagagena mutawuli.
And you feel it yet the one they go to they don't feel anything.
Kugamanga ali silent nyonyonyonyonga.
He's so silent.
Ngatadewe mbere connecting akumoyo kwa mumirembe.
Question connecting on your spirit in peace.
Omanyi wechive chigambe.
You know where that word come from.
Okusinzira ko Zaburi ya 5 mwe mwe mwe
12. Psalms 51 verse 12.
Omoyo mtu kuvayogirwa ko bwati.
The Holy Spirit spoken of like this.
Zaburi ya 5 mwe mwe nolunyirwa 12.
Psalms 51 verse 12.
Onkomezewo esanyu eliyobulokozibo. Onyweze no moyo gwe dembe.
Yes, you have joy in
me. Praise Jesus so much.
Onkomeze wesanyu
eliyobulokozibo. Restore the joy of your salvation.
Kano kasera mukama abarokola omuntu.
This time God is saving someone.
Amurokode mundu addeyo.
Saved him from sickness.
Naye ate omoyo ono alina kubanga moyo wa dembe.
But this spirit must be spirit of freedom.
Gwe uliriza Zaburi ya 5:12.
You listen Psalms 51:12.
Agambye nti onkomeze wesanyu eliyobulokozibo.
He said restore the joy of salvation.
Onyweze no moyo wa dembe.
Sustain me with the spirit of liberty.
Kugamba oyinza n'okuba owulira amaanyi nga kakuyimiriza.
You may even feel power making you stand.
Abadde ayugwa mubadde mulema tosobola
tambula. The one who's been lame you can't move.
Ninga ukuteko bukuwasi
yet have just touched you
oba munkora eyomu eriye yokubiri jetugendo kuraba
oh in the second way we are going to
mukono
see
oliwala
I've stretched my raised my hand oyo
mukuvuyena kwatira kodala
and the Holy Spirit touches you himself
na ye wadobo badde mulema ngositukai
though you've been lame and you're raising up
tositukanga olaja nobango
uliyoti raise when you're struggling and
crying,
you feel peace with it
uliranga waliwa kusitulira dala ngositukaburunje
nyo someone is lifting you peacefully.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now the healing of the Holy Spirit. It differs with healing of demons.
Well,
two is there, and one of the things we shall last see. And we see this healing.
Yes,
he remains a spirit of liberty.
And
if the spirit of liberty is coming on you, except when you have a demon on you, and it's while they are getting out of you, that's when you can feel you are shaking a little. And it's taken away. Now is the spirit of liberty. He can strengthen these legs. The one
who is
shaking, but you don't feel it's touched you. You don't feel it's touched you tight with your leg. Even the power of the Holy Spirit doesn't come from the servant. You're not like the prophets who do those tricks of the monkeys and is all in gymnastics. What comes from him is possibly getting out of them.
Not
the way of the Holy Spirit
when he
comes from the servant of God or releases power to heal another.
Bible
says our Lord is a spirit. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. If they say you've been filled with the spirit, yet you feel funny things on you.
Ever be
there, hear the Holy Spirit flow in them. You can feel streams of living waters and it flowing from the head down. And you feel like a fan which is blowing air on you.
And
you don't want the experience to end.
But
they tell you be filled with the Spirit
and
you regret it not to come again on you tomorrow.
You
feel like sucks tying you
up.
You feel like fires.
You're
not settled well.
But
those are the ways of the devils. Satan chasing Satan.
Satan
Satan healing sicknesses of the devils. They are things of battlings. But in the kingdom of God, now look at them. But they are being filled with the Spirit. You feel things itching you, scratching you. You no more understand yourself. You are just there. Those are ways of a senior demon chasing junior demons. If you want to get truth of the things, if it was possible, just as it can be possible to go to
another
place, takes you to the journey Jesus tells you as they do these works, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and the healings. What helped me understand well how they did it?
They
took me, moved in their eras. Like
a
flash back into the era of the apostles. I went back to the journey of heaven. I moved in their seasons, saw what exactly they did. I saw their ways and their amazing, so good. Even though they're just a demon flow, and they don't, that makes them flow and fall down. They took it out.
But
this day it rolls someone from this
end. You know,
a demon fighting another demon, they first fight each other. You, the one they are in, it's you faces it.
But
when it reaches power of the Holy Spirit, it involves angels. Ways are all peaceful. Wants to bring freedom and peace your way with salvation, without your strugglings. You see, a man detaches the entire legion from them.
But
a legion leaves the man without any battling involved. Imagine if they chased a legion of demons and
he
chased with another legion.
You
would have seen chaos there.
A legion
is how many?
6,000.
Even the one chasing must have 6,000.
Demon
handles another demon and they fight each other. Now you whom they are possessing now,
you may
climb, move up into the ventilators.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
let me tell you, see, in the journey of heaven, mostly under the fourth seal, seal of spirit of power, and the group of angels of power, angels of chains, angel of death and hell, the ways of God of capturing demons to bind them in hell, in healing the sicknesses of the devils and of body wickedness. It totally differs from the other ways of the devils, and a demon is chasing another demon. A demon healing a sickness of another demon which it bewitched. There is a serious struggling and battling
involved.
But they almost have power, both of them.
Daimon.
When
the
demon chases the demon,
they meet when
another is stronger a little than another. Now they first wrestle with each other. But in the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit,
you
can bite a demon and it cannot even shake itself. If he sends angels of chains, angel of death and hell,
tie
a demon and it cannot even shake itself. That is why
you see,
want to understand the ways of the kingdom of God,
and
we begin to walk with him, and we to cleanse ourselves and we get to be temples of God, and the spirit of God gets a place in us,
and
reach a time we just walk with him.
It
is within you, we can walk with him.
Many
times church has gotten a problem. The Holy Spirit is rarely in these people, and when they pray many times, if he helps, he works best in the one spreading everywhere, the spirit who is in heavens and earth, he raises his hand to help those who are lamenting. In congregation you are weeping. But among yourself, you cannot
do it.
That the Spirit is in you to work with you.
Yes,
you praise Jesus so much.
So,
now, in all, one day in the book of Mark, chapter 5, our Lord Jesus was moving in a group of many people, and the woman took a level of faith of hearing that Jesus heals.
She
said, this time me too, I'm going to touch him. But when she touched him, he felt power come from him. Power, we speak that of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And it heals that sick person. But because the Holy Spirit remains when you work with him,
you
must end with the word which says that he totally healed. We may want to heal that sick person, and the Holy Spirit already got out to the person,
but
he waits you whom he works with to confirm the healing, be healed. Yet he felt power leave him.
And
they didn't see Jesus begin to shiver like that. Power is moving from me. Then you demons are the ones moving from you. If you see that prophet, pastor, or apostle,
and
they stretch their eyes that
exclusive,
you know demons are what are moving from them. Demons which make money, and they chase their other demons.
Right,
let's read in Mark as we hear.
Mark
esura yoktano Mark chapter 5
verse 25. Awo mukazi yali alwalidde ekikulukuto ky'omusaayi emyaka 12 abiri mukaaga yatengejja ennyo eri abasawo abangi
nga tusooka tuve ku lwabiri mwennya okutegeera obulungi
Mako esula ya 5:24
Mark 5 from verse 24
n'agenda naye ekibiina kinene ne kimugoberera ne bamunyigiriza 25 Awo mukazi yali awalalidde ekikulukuto ky'omusaayi.
Ndoza ensonga y'okuddayo ku lwabiri mwennya ogiwulidde.
You hear the reason of going back to verse 24.
Ekibiina kinene kyali kigenda ne Yesu.
A great multitude were moving with Jesus.
Kimunyigiriza
nyigiriza. They are pressing on him.
Mwoyo mutukuvu alimulya bano banjagaza.
Say, what do these want from me?
Naye bonna tebaalina kukkiriza.
All did have faith.
Mwalimu abeetaaga bangi.
But among them they were those who needed many.
Naye mutukuvu yali nzeemu omu yekka anafuna oku.
For one who will take a level of faith
which
comes from hearing the word of God, that indeed Jesus heals, then he will heal the pastor.
Now,
though they all pressed on Jesus,
the
Spirit didn't come out because they pressed on him. Came out because she took a level of faith.
Mark chapter 5 verse 25. Awo mukazi yali alwalidde ekikulukuto ky'omusaayi emyaka 12 abiri mukaaga yatengejja ennyo eri abasawo abangi n'awangayo bye yali nabyo byonna so n'atabaako kimugasa naye ne yeeyongera bweyongezi okulwala
yatambulanga
she keep moving
mu basawo oba ba physicians
in different doctors or physicians different ones, and she gave her her possessions. She left usual doctors.
Went
those who chase demons and who claim to heal those sicknesses. Yet they use demons which make money. She gave out plenty of her possessions. This time it needed her one thing. Needed her belief touch Jesus. When she's given nothing out,
now
Holy Spirit sensed it. But remember, we work with the Holy Spirit, and he moves on to heal. All they say the shadows of apostles heal. Those are not shadows of the
ones,
but the one they work with the Holy Spirit. The handkerchief
is
not what heals.
But
the Holy Spirit who worked with the apostles.
So
don't go on handkerchiefs that you buy them. And don't you think that touching on the clothing, it is what heals. But the Spirit who comes from Christ Jesus, the Spirit who is to come from that servant, in whom is the Spirit of God, who is to release that power, is the one to heal.
There
are those who speak of the ways of handkerchiefs, that I've cleansed myself with a handkerchief and I throw it down. Someone say, when I get cleansed myself with it, I am totally instantly healed. Someone fixes the handkerchief healing, yet the Holy Spirit, he who spreads everywhere, has done that. Who is in heaven
and earth.
Because you raise the level of faith that God heals, that both are servants of God.
Spirit
stretched a hand wherever you had touched, you healed
you.
It's not that a handkerchief is what heals. Don't buy it, put in your house, don't waste your time. Maybe in the way of demons. There they can put a demon in the handkerchief.
No,
and you move with it. But the way of God is not like that. The way is involving the Holy Spirit himself. Let's finish in Mark.
Mark chapter 5
verse 27.
Bwe yawulira ebigambo bya Yesu n'ajjira mu kibiina emabega we n'akoma ku kyambalo kye 28. Kubanga yagamba nti bwe nnaakoma obukomi ku byambalo bye n'awona 29. Amangu ago ensulo ey'omusaayi n'ekalira n'ategeera mu mubiri gwe nga yawonyezebbwa ekibonoobono kye. Asatu, amangu ago Yesu bwe yategeera munda ye amaanyi nga gamufuddemu n'akyuka mu kibiina n'agamba nti ani ankomye ku byambalo byange.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omukyalo ono yalina ekirwadde ky'ekikulukuto.
This woman had an issue of blood.
Bino byali ku bya musaayi kati bye tuogerako.
This was concerning the blood what we speak of.
Omwoyo omutukuvu kyamugwanira okulukuta okuva mu Kristo.
It required the Holy Spirit to flow from Christ.
Ate ng'omusaayi ogw'amaanyi ogwogera ebirungi.
As the powerful blood which speaks better words.
Okugenda okuzibikira omusaayi guli ogwali gufuluma ogw'omubiri gwe.
The blood flow from the woman.
Yesu yabaziwe.
Praise Jesus so much. What's your brother? She just
spoke,
if I touch his garment, I touch his clothes like that. But Bible shows,
when
she touched the cloth, is not what healed her. Jesus
felt
release power from him. He felt power is moving out of him. And he knew someone has touched him and he's been healed.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Nabuza ni ankuteko
anukumu. Who has touched me among you?
No,
those who were close to him, involving the disciples,
he
said, Lord,
you are
many people, you ask such a question. People are surrounding, pressing on you.
It's
pressing on you just like that.
Now, ask
who has touched you. First, they did realize that he feels.
The
Holy Spirit stretched his hand from him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
You
know, they didn't see him shiver like that.
I
don't know where you got them from to bring them in the church of God. Where the Spirit is living, you shiver like that. Those who are going to be given prophecy, yet they are diviners. I shiver. I feel power. That drama don't bring it to us here.
Though
the Holy Spirit releases much power, still remains the spirit of liberty.
Those
jokes you do are of demons. You know, in the shrines, let me tell you,
if
demons fall on people, you know the experience. They begin to shiver and the protrude eyes in them. That is not the way.
Still,
not what Jesus used, that he felt power from him. These days you find prophets who are sorcerers. Power is coming from him, and you see him too is finishing to fall. He even falls down.
Wonder
what form of power is he sucking from himself.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If the Holy Spirit is in you, is living,
it
works together with you. You don't need to force him out of yourself. Let's read the next verse.
Mark chapter 5
verse 31.
Abayigirizwa be ne bamugamba nti olabe ekibiina bwe kikunyigiriza n'ogamba nti ani ankomyeko.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Abayigirizwa bamugamba nti tutabula
mutabula. Don't trouble us now.
Abantu babo bangi bakunyigiriza.
Multitudes are placing on you.
Tuobuza mbu wali wako kuteko.
Someone has touched you.
yali asobola chulira waliwo omuntu owenja buro mulala
distinctive person has touched him
akutte dale eri ku moyo gwe
really touched the spirit in him.
Mark 5:32 ne yetoloza amaaso okulaba oyo akoze ekigambo ekyo. Asatu musatu naye omukazi ng'atya ng'akankana ng'amanyi kyabadde najja n'afukamira mu maaso ge n'amubuulira ebyamazima byonna. Asatu munya n'amugamba nti omuwala okukkiriza kwo kukuwonyezza. Weegendere n'emirembe owonere ddala ekibonobono kyo.
Yamugamba genda owonere
ddala go be totally healed.
Ekyo omuntu kuvukya abaalinzi naye nga yasobola otandika okukola ku bantu
but he can begin to work on the people
ng'ava mu ggwe ng'akola ku bantu
comes from you working in the people.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Engo lina confirminga na chigambo chimu muonere ddala.
Have to confirm with one word be totally healed.
Wanga jukira.
For remember.
Bible yegamba ko lisi chitoka 14.
Bible say 1 Corinthians 14.
Ndio moyo wo bonabi.
That the spirit of a prophet.
A controlling bwa nabi.
Is controlled by a prophet.
Muba osubulu muuliziganya.
You can communicate.
Kuga sigandi omoyo gumvamu ne siulira moyo bwamva.
Not that the spirit leaves you but you don't feel him leave you.
Adamne abamumbo bavako obuwaya.
Is some of you that did get never to limba
bo muerezo yo katitaliho
that servant is no more there
moyo mutukuvu yali waye
the Holy Spirit is the one alone there
kangu yeto tulimba limba
let me tell you don't deceive us
o moyo akatonda
the spirit of God we work with him
ero lino sigalango otegera bulungi
you have to remain understanding well.
Odulima mukatoli mu moyo tochali.
Give us your spirit you're no more there.
Sebo muni nayo je mugende yonga musamirira ndala.
Places you go as they pray for you and you are in worshiping devils.
Ngamweri mabu mugenze wa kwa moyo wa katonda.
Go to the spirit of God.
Ngati mtu uleyo mu bintu bya moyo.
You sit in those your things.
Moyo nali nyako
nabi. The spirit comes on a prophet.
Not andiko mugamba.
You begin to tell him.
Pastor Gonya.
Pastor so.
Siri pastor.
I am not a pastor.
Nze moyo mtukufu.
I am the Holy Spirit this time.
Mpozi orumu tayogera nebi akutuna ya kufunuliza.
Doesn't speak, just look at you like that.
Umbe kalele mizimu.
Yet they are demons.
Kati bana abakongozi abato.
Now these shrine helpers, the young ones, the juniors.
Isi bibagamba kati oyo moyo mtukufu yali woli yavudde
wote. The Holy Spirit present, the one is left, the priest, the pastor is no more there.
Ngomanya. Oyinyo de musabo kasiku banna.
Enter the serious shrine.
O manya nakuzino ge kwese mungeri ye kanisa ya Kristo.
Hidden in the form of Church of Christ.
That
the pastor ceases to
be
there. There are even funny women in there. They stand on the sides of the podium. Others, they are intercessors.
Them
two disappear and the spirit possesses them. As the pastor is preaching.
Ndakara abantu bange. Njagala kuogera kona bantu bange.
Speak with my people.
Yigwe.
You who?
Ngayo kusonga mu rugalo no sibira eri ekigo.
Point hand near you fall off down.
Wechabuza ninera.
You ask who still is that?
Kati goroko bato manyi moyo wakatona nebyakola.
Don't know the spirit of God and what he does.
Uboga mawuyo moyo wa mukama yatusedda.
Spirit of God has arrived. Now that woman or that man after those demons leave them they ask you what has God said and spoken.
You did serve both of you.
Praise Jesus.
The
Holy Spirit has been present all along.
Gomanya ye na wetuliba omoyo mtukufu tuliba kozi wa muna yakati go yakulesewa.
Holy Spirit we walk with him. Where did he leave you?
Waliona abatulimba.
There are those who deceive us.
Abadde mafuta ga butume.
It's been the anointing of the apostles.
Mafuta gendi mukati ga bunabi.
Anointing now I'm in is a prophecy. I've shifted.
The
way keep shifting flow in different anointings.
Kumbe demon ruliye baddewe badena
kade demon which is been is different now another has taken over
nebikolwa bya yeze nabyo
its actions it's come with it
ene hizo okujanga mvumi
this one can come when it abuses
mafuta go bunabi
muri washerumwe
mukoli midwa
atemukala and God you said now
why it is awe muna damu go busumba
the pastor comes in the anointing of the pastor a demon of a pastor comes. God tells you repent.
He's
left here the spirit of prophecy. Don't know, church, what things you are in. Don't you appreciate them, you're seated there. You know, sheep who are lost and
they're
in the flock of goats.
That is,
God has moved most. That's how church has moved most of its years. They don't differentiate the things.
They
don't know when the servant is the servant and is the servant of God. He remains working with the Holy Spirit, who he flows from him.
And
they control each other. Don't go beyond this. You don't go beyond here. Accept you begin that you've been preaching and you feel anger is overtaking you and you abuse. You don't get angered. They are big headed. Don't get angered. So abuse them.
And
spirit can move past you and then you begin to Don't confuse us. The Holy Spirit never does like
Bible
that.
Bible
says 1 Corinthians 14 speaks of the Spirit of God and how we work with Him. Don't be there confusing yourself in one way or the other.
According to
First Corinthians 14.
According to Chisoka, Sre Kominania,
Orinia Rasa to Mobili.
No, Rinia Rasa to Mobili.
Soko Vekurasa tomorrow to get a boy.
According to Chisoka, Sre Kominania, Rinia Rasa tomorrow more.
First Corinthians 14 from verse 31.
Kumanga mwemwe na muyinza okubuliranga kinnoomu bonna bayigenga era bonna basanyusibwenga asatu mu bbiri n'emyoyo gy'abannabbi gifugibwa bannabbi
bw'oganto oyina omwoyo w'obunnabbi.
If you say you have the spirit of prophecy,
manyi wali waga omwoyo w'obunnabbi gwendimu.
Someone said the spirit of prophecy whom I'm in,
naye sebo nga tasobola kontrolingibwa kugamba
cannot be controlled. That I feel I am beyond. Now power. I feel I can't control it. There is bubbles in tongues.
There are
those who deceived us, yet they had demons on themselves. And they begin to act the funny like that. They're going to speak tongues.
If
they don't want them, that the Spirit is forcing them to speak them. And they are if you come to those things here, we shall
bear
a moment of your ignorance, but we shall beat down that ignorance.
They
tell you they acted stubborn much on us out there where God passed us.
And
you saw synagogues with confusions and chaos in them. The Spirit is posting you
to
speak.
They
are those who have not learned to uphold the Spirit. Now the Spirit begins to move them like that. They can't they can't stand strong. On the Holy Spirit.
And
who is stronger to support the other?
Others
are them, they are best thing, they are aiming not to fall, but the Spirit is too much on them. Those are demons, not the Holy Spirit.
This
is our sister. The Spirit is coming. He's on the hand. But from 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening, the hand is like this.
Yet,
as these demons which drive hawks in the sea, the demons
They are
the ones running the service. They shouldn't deceive that you cease to be. For others, they see the souls, you cease to be present. And that the spirit takes over.
Yes, you have a
zero. Praise Jesus so much. I'm going to leave. We ask questions. Our batteries have gotten a problem. Our camera cannot move beyond here. Let me leave. We ask questions. But we shall come begin from right there. We shall come the way of raising a hand. The spirit who spreads everywhere will touch people wherever they are. And we want to ask the finger of God.
Others
shouted and said, God is touching you. The hand of God. I see the finger of God. But they touch
them. As
lions are scratching them. And you wonder. God has no peace at all. He says his hand is not shortened, that it cannot save. But when we shall start of it, the hand can reach every person wherever they are.
Not
shortened passes the Holy Spirit who spreads everywhere. And it can work at a high speed and randomly touch all people. Praise Jesus so much. Praise the Lord, brethren. My question, there is one mother of a child. She came to me that she was praying for some people, and demons left the other person and moved into her daughter. But it wasn't the first time. Where we were in the other churches, there's a person pastor prayed for people and demons will fall on others.
God
used to that for deliverance. She was in it for times. But on the experience of the child, I think it was my time. The Spirit told me to step there. When I went there, I found many people surrounding her.
They
are calling the Holy Spirit without knowing him. And they call him as we used to call him. God gave me his grace. I made them get silent. I told them the spirit you're calling, whom you don't understand, is the one I've come to explain to you. God gave me words. I spoke. They got silent. Even the one was running on the floor and
he's
biting, tearing their clothing, they got silent.
When we finished,
I did it through prayer, for it was my first time. The person got back to sanity and they have been under the ocean, and they glorified God who had never done it.
Amen. Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. She has been saying this. They are corny men, the sons of Lucifer,
or
those going to be made his sons. Now they have a way saying, if he's chasing demons from another, they get healed through him. Or they transfer the demons to another person, that they pass through the other person, send them off.
That
they claim Jesus sent them in the pigs and moved them ahead. Have you seen the way witches of cornmen? Now these people, are they the pigs he sends demons in? Now that child, The one who prayed for others and demons went in them. They leave the people, go in them.
Just
as the ways of their pastor
is,
that demons went in him. This one is the one who told them where they have been. And they took them under the ocean. Like Ezekiel 27
says.
Now they're going to train you to chase using demons. It's what they're going to train you.
And you learn
how to get them from people to yourself or to send them to the people. And you gather demons in you.
When you reach,
want to send them, you send them in the villages.
To get people in
the other place to come with you touch people there, we come make money. That's what they call demons making money. Acts 16:16.
Demon
which prophesied got plenty money for its masters.
Those
are one you find if you anger Agamba. Them. They say, let demons enter you. Let this demon to enter you. For they relate with them. And many are like that. They are trained the way.
Begins
like that, they take you in the ocean, train you everything. As you come back, you know how to send demons in people and to get them from them to yourself. As you had the one who swallows them.
Is
another swallow of demons. When he gets them from you, he swallows them. He says, you swallows the demon out of you. Another, he uses honey and breast.
He
gets them from the breast as he touches them. Come out. Another is to cut them.
This
woman cuts demons from them. Every part to the private parts. You know, church, you've suffered. Ignorance what is done to church. These are brothers, they took them places. Our sisters. They cut demons from them in their privates.
Pastor.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Name
Pastor Muchibi.
Sometime
back when we were in the other salvation of
God,
I heard people out much speak this word. And they said, pastors who are born again, when you go to them and they have demons, he gathers them to himself.
But
I didn't mind that, for we are in
this.
I knew we moved in the real things of God. I used to argue against that.
I
asked if they are evil. He needs them for what? Me, I thought we all chase them. But we thank God that the Holy Spirit has explained well, I've understood it. He can be the center. Central of demons. Sends to demons as he wants, to villages. They call them demon transporters.
They're
in Ezekiel 27. They come from the ocean to them and adds them to different locations, spreads them to the city and makes a synagogue. And
he claims
chasing them and healing their sicknesses. Yet they're the ones he gets from people.
Hey!
You see, they want to arrest them where to go even. Like that. Go. Like that.
You
see, they're acting like a frog like that.
He's
swallowing them from far. After you fall down after,
pastor
is going to visit God.
Wo
Waluganda Yesu yabazwe.
Praise the Lord, brethren.
Amanya Topaz.
By name Topaz.
Mbadde nina ekibuzo kyembuuza.
I have a question I'm asking.
Ekikwatagana ku wali abatume baakwatanga ku butambaalo obumu oba ne babugabira abantu.
Where apostles got handkerchiefs, gave them to people.
Eyo ne busigala nga Mwoyo Mutukuvu asigala abuyitamu n'akola ebyabo.
And the Holy Spirit remained passing them, make miracles.
Kati mbuuza.
I'm asking now.
Obudde buno.
This time.
Singa wabaawo omuweereza wa Katonda.
If there appears a servant of God.
Omutuufu.
The rightful one.
Nakwata katamba.
And they get a handkerchief.
Ngera musomesa wa doso mesa ntio solo kesi mu besi mulanga.
You told they cleanse themselves with the handkerchiefs.
Nemo yomutukuvu naita nasigalanga awonye.
But the Holy Spirit moved through them healed.
Singo obudde buno omuntu yenna akakwata.
This time any person touches it.
Ne wabaawo omuntu alina okukkiriza.
And another has the faith.
Nti bannange kana akatambaala.
That this handkerchief.
Ku Lw'Omwoyo Mutukuvu.
Takkiriza akatambaala kabatika kya mukolezi.
Ku Lw'Omwoyo Mutukuvu. Nti kajja kubaako kye kakola.
Ekyalingawo ku basajja bano.
What happened on these men?
Kye batunyonyodde ne mu Mako.
What they have explained in Mark.
Oli yakwata ku ngoye za Yesu.
He touched the garment of Jesus.
Ngagamba ne bwe nakwata bukwasi kuki?
Though I will just touch his garment.
Wabula yetu ulidenti ate mukama fesu na ulilo moyo nga hafamu chi.
But had the Lord had the Spirit leave him.
Yavamu ngoye.
He did come from the clothings.
Yavamu mukama fesu Yesu.
In the, from the Lord Jesus.
Na asubulo kuonya.
And he was able to heal.
Omundu bwa kwa atakatamba na kiliza katamba.
Someone touches the handkerchief, believe in it. It's not going to heal them.
Wabulu kubebile ebyo byalimu obutamanya bungi.
But because those days involved much ignorance.
Gabantu banonya kuba nayima okukiriza.
People thought the way with the best to believe.
What
can I do to believe? There was no Bible that they knew it.
Israel
is the nation which never released the Bible. Scriptures reached to them from heaven.
And
they are hidden in their synagogues. And were gotten out by the chief priest. After a long time they read there. We are not there that you had a scripture to believe. That the Spirit does this, you did know that. And they moved in a way like that. They thought for something to touch, believe on it.
Nzikirize Yesu oya ajja kuponya.
I believe Jesus will heal me.
Yesu wo mutumo oya ajja kuponya. Kana katambara Yesu wo mutumo oyo. Nenga tagama nti akatambara kaamponya.
But they didn't say the handkerchief heals me.
Wabulanga kiriza Yesu wo mutumo oyo.
But they believe Jesus was that apostle.
That's
why they always
say Yesu Paulo
gwavulira. Yes, in the name of Jesus Paul.
Even though
he can also become your Jesus and you preach him.
Say,
I chase in the name of Jesus.
They
thought it's for someone who is of Paul.
And not, not,
you say, you
said,
I said in the name of Jesus. Pastor Bosa preaches. And
you
know you believe and take him as your own savior and you work with him.
But
we got to understand that in Revelation
says
in the heart of every person
is
open to enter work with them before they didn't know that Jesus can become yours
and
you too he will be yours. That's why one day apostles found some other men who don't move in their group and they
chased
demons in the name of Jesus.
They
told Jesus,
those
who don't follow us
chased
demons in your name. Jesus told them, friends,
he who
us is for us.
He
who speaks in my name.
It's very hard to
make it a scorn.
Though
they can scorn it, but not instant and quick.
He
told them, leave them. They are for us.
But
they thought Jesus is for them.
Did
reach a level, leave Jesus be for all who believed him.
Gamba kati wawe.
And them too, they say is theirs.
Enkole iyo,
that way,
era etukosezza munyonge kanisa.
Even affected us as church.
Tuko gamanti tugenda ku tukampita Yesu wa mutume.
We say, let me call Jesus of apostle.
Echo tulino chivaka
bo Uganda. We have to leave that brethren.
Katonda bayagala ensi n'okuwaayo n'awaayo mwana
we. God loved the world, he gave his son.
Tegeza Yesu yaweba fe natabira womu.
Jesus was given all of us, not for one.
Eri abamukiriza.
Those who believe him.
Abona baba wo buyinza.
He gives them the right
okufuka abaana ba Katonda.
To become the children of God.
Buyinza bwe bo moyo mutukufu.
The authority of the Holy Spirit.
So that nafuante tukirizo sabenti saba mulinya lya Yesu wa mutume.
We don't accept you pray in
the Yesu wa mutume Ronald Hope.
Jesus of Apostle
Ronald.
You come here last today.
Those
are demons possessed. Those are demons.
What
they have ownership, someone owns, possesses them.
Yesu.
But Jesus, when God loved the world, he gave him. Whoever believes is not condemned. All those believed him. He gave them the right.
Just
quickly move. Time has left us.
Praise
the name, Lord.
We thank
God teaching us to profit. Teaches us well as his servants. I have two questions. The first question. Can the Holy Spirit heal another of another belief and they are not a believer? If they have called me, pray for them. The other question. Scripture in Matthew are forgotten. But I spoke with one pastor one day that when the Lord chased demons, that they didn't scratch the people, and he gave me a scripture
that one,
Jesus was chasing demons, they tore him and left him.
He
said, when you chase a demon, it has to run forcefully from the person. I'm praying for enlightenment for that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you read in Matthew 8 and chapter
9,
every time Jesus said your faith has made you healed.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. All people he met were not born again then, but they began to believe. To believe Jesus, the gospel he preached. When
he
began to believe the word of God, they got healed. It means what? The healing of people depends on their believing towards God, but not upon their beliefs, neither their religions. And upon that word, Micah chapter 2
verses 6 and 7
comes in.
Will
it be spoken the Spirit of God is limited?
And
he said, does it need not go, do good
to
those who move in the word of God? Now the Spirit of God, he can't heal you when you still hold another belief you're into, till you've come in the belief of God, which comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. If that person has been of another belief or another religion,
must
try to see they come into the belief of God moving on.
The
reason he said your faith has made you whole. Praise Jesus so much. The one of another belief is very hard to be healed. We have to move in one spirit. As Ephesians 4 tells us, one spirit, our Lord is one, and the faith is one. I think you've understood well.
Someone
has to be in the faith of God, to be healed of God. But other word can come out to speak with them, that the one who has doubts, let them not expect to get anything from God.
It
means you have been one faith.
It's
hard to get from the living God.
And
this thing, when you hold doubts in you, maybe when you read in Romans
8,
there are people
who have
not yet how they not believe to believe. But God says, those he separated, he gave them the righteousness.
Have
to get faith to be given righteousness. If someone is in that religion, in wizards and sorcery, and they come, we pray for them, they get healed. And they immediately get
faith.
For it was given them, yet they didn't know. These ways we need to look in them. Those he chose, if was called,
he chose
we too had called us like that. Called us yet we didn't know. Separated us, we never knew.
Yet
asked right answers, we need know.
And
remove what we wanted.
So God
can find a wizard, heal them. And he had separated them long, but he got lost in wizard holes.
And
he find someone in a religion
today,
and he heals them.
For
he had separated them long. That's where the difference is.
Don't
think
he will
heal you in your belief, but picks out those he separated a long time. Maybe the way of the shrine. Knock in the shrine, every form of belief goes there. Satan doesn't have that his face comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
No.
Faith of devils come from hearing words which are perverted. Those
states
are structured and added in them.
Doesn't
mind how you believe, how you hear. But the kingdom of God puts us in one faith. Our Lord is one. And the one spirit. The one baptism. Maybe in the way of demons. If demons leave people, there is a shaking involved. But not that extreme shaking. As the demon is chasing a demon. But if demons are taken from you by the Spirit of God, or by angels of God, there is a shaking, but not so severe. So he doesn't want to leave you, but not to roll you on the floor and reach to tie you with ropes.
But
Jesus didn't have mature men around him. Did you see them?
He
said, when demons left them and he jumped around,
he wanted to
the apostles caught them. Did you read that?
He
struggled from there.
You know
where you're going. Not to jump around, falling in the chest, break them, kicking people.
You see,
that is not the way. Maybe when the Spirit has left you, even angels are not for us.
And
demons jump and act much stubbornly. But that shaking happens.
Not
take away peace from those around there. Let's try much be with the Spirit of God. Armies of angels on our side.
You've
proven greater is the one in us than the one in the world.
And
those on our side, they are more than the ones in the world. The demons have Satan on their side. And we have the Holy Spirit. And
it's
greater than the one in the world. Demons appear plenty.
Yet
angels are far, many who are on our side. Now, the many people,
these
little ones, how can they play on us here? When you remember the battle and war happened in heaven, in Revelation 12:7 to down.
Malaika Michael ne ba malaika banne.
Angel Michael and his fellow angels.
Ne batano okugoba Satan no gusota
gwe. And they chased Satan and his dragon.
Ne ba kanyugo okubajja mugo.
And they threw them from heaven.
Bible yegaba ba kanyuga.
Bible says they threw them.
Ne ba bajja bujja muve mugo.
They did get them go from heaven peaceful.
Ekigambo sting.
The word being thrown out.
Kukwata muzina kanyuga.
Rag rubbish, throw it out.
Now, not
a demon and
drugs
is not much hours needed there. Let's end here. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.